Questions and answers about the organization of the church. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. On page 40 of the Friend, we have a picture of the 12 apostles in the New Testament times and 12 disciples in the Book of Mormon times. On this page, we have three columns. Why is the church named after Jesus? The next column, what does Latter-day mean? And the third column, what do saints mean? And then directly below these three columns is the name of the church today, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Why is the church named after Jesus? Jesus said it is named after him because it is his church. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 8. He organized it to help us return to Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. What does Latter-day mean? Jesus said, "For thus shall my church be called in the last days, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 4. Latter-day means the last days, the time we live in right now. What does saints mean? Saints means members of Christ's church. The Scriptures tell about saints in many time periods. Old Testament times, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3, and Psalm 30, verse 4. New Testament times, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Book of Mormon times, 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 14, and Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. Joseph Smith's time, Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verse 1, and section 84, verse 2. Today, members of the church are also called saints. How did Jesus Christ organize his church? Jesus Christ organized his church when he lived on earth, when he visited the American continent, and when he restored it through the prophet Joseph Smith. Each time he chose 12 apostles or disciples to help him build the kingdom of God on earth by teaching the gospel. See Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 15, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 1. On page 41 of this article, we have a picture of Joseph Smith, the first president of the church, and a picture of Thomas S. Monson, 16th president of the church. Latter-day prophets. Jesus also calls a prophet to lead the church. The president of the church is the prophet. Jesus called Joseph Smith as the first prophet in the latter days. Thomas S. Monson is the 16th president of the church. The prophet is the only person who can receive revelation for the entire church. How do our church leaders help Jesus? All of the church leaders help Jesus by serving other members of the church. The prophet directs the 12 apostles. The apostles direct the quorums of the 70. The quorums of the 70 help the apostles teach stake and district presidents. Stake and district presidents help bishops and branch presidents. In wards and branches, bishops and branch presidents direct Relief Society presidents, young men and young women presidents, primary presidents, Sunday school presidents, home and visiting teachers, and other leaders. Leaders and teachers in wards and branches serve all of us. How can you help Jesus? You help Jesus when you keep his commandments. You help him by following the prophet. You help him when you learn about him by attending church and reading the scriptures. You help him when you choose the right. By doing these things, you are preparing to be a future leader in his church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. End of the article and activity, Questions about the Organization of the Church.